Has the time come to make sex an integral part of marriage? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With all this economic uncertainty and angst, could it once again be time to turn to sex? But this time, it'd be different, a different kind of sex, not irresponsible sex, but responsible and repeated married sex. Now, this idea has been spreading since the New York Times ran an article about two couples who set a goal of having sex every night for a year, ready or not. One of the couples managed to complete 365-game season. The other had to take a break after 101 days. But both report that it worked. They were happier, less cranky. And you can see why. Next to offshore oil, married sex is probably the most underutilized natural resource in America. Newlyweds, who once couldn't wait to stare at each other naked, by middle age, spend more time in bed staring at Jay Leno fully clothed. And it's a shame, because it's the one type of sex that you can't go to hell for. You know, maybe that's the problem. Maybe. We need to ban straight marriage. Get some gay pastors to call it an abomination. That way, married couples could have monogamous sex and still feel naughty. It'd be an act of defiance. You might see middle-aged straight couples soul-kissing for the news cameras for a change. I should point out that with the couples who tried it, the idea was initiated by the woman, and a lot of women may still be too upset about Hillary to look at any man, much less their husbands. But why not give it a chance? Married heterosexual sex. I know it seems crazy now, but mark my words, one day it might even get its own parade. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.